What's up, everyone? Welcome to another UFC Quick Picks here on the Mayo Media Network. We have UFC 300 on Saturday. We are finally here. Alex Pereira versus Jamahal Hill in the main event. Zhang Weili versus Yan Xiaonan, the co-main event. Max Holloway versus Justin Gaethje. It is stacked from top to bottom. It's one of the best cards ever put together on paper. Certainly one of the very best, if not the best card of the year. Cannot wait. As usual, I am here to give you my favorite cash game play, tournament play, salary play, and a matchup I like from a DraftKings perspective. Before I do, please make sure you subscribe to the channel, like the video, and why don't you comment below? Let's see. Why don't you say who is winning the belts? That's an easy one. The main event is very competitive. The co-main event is not competitive on paper, but I've definitely seen people make a case for the underdog as well. So curious to hear what y'all have to say. And without further ado, let's get into my cash game play of the week, which is going to be Max Holloway at 7.4K. All right, Max Holloway in cash. What? We're going all the way down the board here. It's kind of a unique situation. And yeah, I could have used him for my salary play of the week. I think he's just an very obvious cash game target. We need to save salary somewhere in cash games. I know we don't usually talk about plays below the mid-range. The Bo Nichols, the Zhang Weili's, whoever, Gaethje, someone in the main event potentially. They're all going to be somewhat obvious in cash games. I think you save your salary with Max Holloway at 7.4K, even if you're already playing Justin Gaethje. He's only plus 135 to win, so he's some pretty significant value, I'd say, at 7.4K. He's one of the best volume strikers of all time, averages 7.1 significant strikes landed per minute. Fighting an opponent in Gaethje who absorbs 7.5 significant strikes per minute. The fight is projected to last a while. If it was, you know, going to end in round one, maybe I'd be more concerned, but the fight's projected to start round five at minus 150. I mean, this fight is evens, basically, to go 25 minutes. And in 25 minutes, Max Holloway should be able to throw and land a lot of volume. He's 7.4K. The bottom tier is somewhat weak. Yan Xiaonan's, you know, target, Moicano potentially. But I think Holloway's a clear cash game pay down at 7.4K and allows you to spend up on whichever favorites you prefer. All right, my tournament play of the week, I'm going to go with Kayla Harrison at 9.3K. This one is not crazy, but the tough part about it is that she's priced between Bo Nickel and Zhang Weili, and that's kind of why I'm giving her as a play at all, because I think a ton of ownership is going to be soaked up between those two spots, 9.5 and 9.2, and you just can't play everyone. And Kayla Harrison is only plus 120 to win inside the distance. So compared to Bo Nickel is minus 1,500. To win inside the distance. And he's like minus 285 to win in round one. Kayla Harrison is plus 120 inside the distance. I know people are going to like her to some degree. I just don't think people are going to play her over Nickel or Zhang Weili, who just scored 191 points in a win. The thing is, Kayla Harrison's a judo Olympian gold medalist. Her entire game is built around dominating on top, and she's fighting an opponent who has previously had stumbles on the ground. I'm not convinced that Kayla Harrison wins. You know, I can see a world where Holly Holm wins, but when Kayla Harrison wins, and she is quite likely to win at minus 420 or so, when Kayla Harrison wins, it's going to come from takedowns, control, ground and pound, and or a finish. And a finish is pretty realistic as well. And I don't care about Bo Nickel. I don't care about anyone else. If Kayla Harrison wins like that, she's going to score very, very well. Is it optimal? I'm not sure, but she has no box scores, and I think that's going to contribute to her being lower owned. So, of course, you're going to play Bo Nickel at times. Of course, you're going to play Zhang Weili at times. They're great options, but I think Kayla Harrison is an elite pivot in this range, and she has as high of a ceiling or higher of a ceiling than the other two fighters surrounding her. So she will be my tournament play of the week. All right, moving on to my salary play of the week. I'm going to go with Renato Moicano at 7.3K. I already mentioned his name once. I don't know if people are going to be on him as much as I thought earlier in the week. He's still plus 200 to win, and, you know, the narrative is certainly there for Jalen Turner. Moicano's been knocked out a bunch of times. Jalen Turner's coming off a devastating knockout win over Bobby Green. Jalen Turner might just go out there and knock Moicano out. That's fine. But Moicano is a very, very skilled fighter. if you can look past his durability issues and his metrics are strong, 4.41 significant strikes per minute landed, 3.8 absorbed, 60% defense. 60% striking defense from Moicano. Turner's at 41%. That is, you know, it doesn't mean everything, but just something to know. It's not as if this fight plays out in the feed for 5 seconds, Turner's an elite striker and Moicano can't hang. Moicano's got good metrics and he's defensively sound and he's outclassed guys like Calvin Kattar before. Turner can be hurt. Turner can be hit. And so I my hope is that for Moicano is that while the fight plays out in the feet, he can sort of stay alive. The grappling is where he has the real advantage in his wrestling, in his submission grappling. He's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. Turner is not terrible on the ground, but, you know, he defends takedowns at 75%, a loss to Gamrot on the ground, a loss to Frivola on the ground, put in a deep rear naked choke by Dan Hooker. Moicano is good at getting you down and taking your back, and I think at least once he will do that to Jalen Turner, assuming he survives a couple minutes. And at 7.3K, I'm willing to take the risk. I know he's not extremely likely to win. There are other options in this range that I like as well. But Moicano is quite cheap. He potentially won't be highly owned. And he can grapple his way to victory. And I think that has merit on this type of slate. So Moicano is going to be my salary play of the week at 7.3K. All right. And for my matchup of the week, I am going to take the easy route here and go Alex Pereira versus Jamahal Hill at 7.9K for Hill, 8.3K for Pereira. Yeah, it's the main event. Yeah, it's going to be chalky, but it's going to be chalky for a good reason. They're priced in the mid-range, 5 rounds to work with, and the fight's minus 410 inside the distance. I know there's some chance that the fight extends. It's slower pace than we expect. There's no wrestling. Pereira wins by decision or something and scores 94 points and is not optimal, but that's sort of the worst case outcome. Pereira obviously has early knockout upside against a hittable opponent in Jamahal Hill. Hill throws a lot of volume, and of the two, Pereira's been knocked out more often. He's been hurt more often. Hill has fought into the championship rounds with success. So has Pereira, but I trust Hill's volume over an extended period a little bit more. Hill's the better grappler in theory. And there are ways for both fighters to win. That's why the odds are near evens with Pereira minus 127, Hill plus 111. But one of the other very likely outcomes is someone gets knocked out early, you know. So at 8.3K and 7.9K, I think the winner has a pretty strong chance to end up on the optimal lineup. I don't even think you need to lean like moderately in one direction. I think you could play both guys pretty evenly over a large portfolio. That's sort of my plan. Maybe I'll lean toward Hill a little bit, but if you wanted to lean toward Pereira, that would be fine. It's the main event. It's got a lot of fantasy upside. It will be chalky, but I think it's one you need to make an investment in this week. All right, that's going to do it for this week's UFC Quick Picks. Thank you so much for the support. EstablishTheRun.com for all your DraftKings needs. You can follow me on Twitter, Bert Apley, double T, double P as well. Really appreciate everyone's support out there. Best of luck. Enjoy the fights. We'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.